This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you for joining me. This is Chris Witz. Welcome to Morning Devotions. As human beings, we want to avoid pain. If you burn your hand on the kitchen stove, for example, your instinct is to jump back and to steer clear of it. And there are things that happen in our lives that cause hurt. It could be emotional, psychological hurt. It could be related to our childhood, past relationships, or even bad times you had with your parents, or even some abuse of some kind. And the list can go on and on. So rather than bring them to mind, we ignore these memories. But I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. Being out of sight doesn't mean out of mind. We might have many great treatments today for broken bones and tissues, but what do we do for a broken spirit? The problem is, when you've been emotionally wounded, the hurt and the harm that it causes doesn't disappear. It's like a child who thinks there's a boogeyman in his room and hides under the bed. The fact is, if there were a boogeyman in the room, hiding under the bed doesn't make the boogeyman leave. Might seem funny, but we do it all the time. We hide from things that have hurt us. We expect them to vanish. We won't see any skin abrasions or broken bones from inner wounds. You can't put them up on an x-ray. Our outer visible wounds, like a broken hand, for example, tends to heal more quickly than the inner invisible wounds. And why is that the case? I think because we treat the visible wounds more. Most inner wounds are left untreated. We really don't know how to face it, and they can lie buried for years. According to the Swiss psychiatrist Carl Jung, everyone carries a shadow. He said that there's a dark side of all of us. As long as we continue to hide, or he uses the word repress, isolate this side of us, that darkness will continue to influence everything we do. Now, I don't know whether that's right or not, but we live in the world where people are often ashamed to face and confront their past and their hurts, a world where a lot of people pretend to be happy when they're not, or cultivating an image, painting the outside in bright and shiny colours when the inside is in ruins. We can care more about other people than what we do about how we feel ourselves. All these things, I think, indicate that there is something buried deep within us that's broken. And I want to tell you, the Bible, I think, has the answer. Proverbs 18, verse 14. It says, "The spirit of a man will sustain him in sickness, but who can bear a broken spirit?" And in Proverbs 15, verse 13, "A happy heart makes the face cheerful, but heartache crushes the spirit." Have you ever felt crushed in spirit? The good news of Jesus Christ is that on the cross he not only bore our sins, but he also bore our brokenness and our sorrows. The wounds that Jesus, our Saviour, bore on the cross have the power to heal our brokenness. Now, it is impossible for any of us to go through life without incurring these inner wounds. I think the question more is, what do you do with them? Do you deny that they even exist, ignore them, hoping somehow they'll disappear? The problem is that they'll often come and rear their ugly heads later in life. Do we bring them to the one who can truly help us? That's Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Our God, the Bible says, is a God of healing. For example, there's a tremendous verse in Psalm 147 that says, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." And Psalm 103, "Praise the Eternal. Sing a song from a grateful heart. Sing and never forget all the good he has done. Despite all your many offences, he forgives and releases you more than any doctor. He heals your diseases." That's Psalm 103, verse 2 and 4. So no matter what's happened to you, it's time to recenter your thoughts on God, or to focus your thoughts on God. You don't have to ignore the past, but it's okay to let God in on your past, and he will look after you today. Well, dear Lord, as we think about wounds, we know that time can sometimes be a problem. Lord, I need to value today and the hours that I've got. May you bring healing where it's needed today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.